This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's my pleasure to introduce another installment of Coleman versus Coleman.
Why do we have to do this?
Yeah, why?
It's ridiculous.
He's the imposter. Who the heck is this guy? I overslept. That's why I'm 3 hours late.
This guy is the J.R. Smith of imitators.
Oh, J.R. Smith. You wish you were J.R. Smith. You're that awful.
Let me tell you something.
All hack.
Right? You can go lick. You can go lick LeBron's jock after you finish stocking the shelves over at the Giant. Okay. Because that's what you
good
should
one,
be
dear.
Doing, as opposed to trying to imitate me and
imitate me.
LeBron.
You're imitating. Do you know my radio resume? I'm Jerry Coleman. I've been covering this league for forever. Back when Michael played with the flu, unlike that hack artist LeChoke, LeChoke James. You know, Michael.
Yeah,
Michael.
Be better.
Michael wouldn't have even passed that ball at the end of George Hill. LeBron, he should have took that shot if he thought he was as good as Michael.
I'll tell you what, Michael wouldn't have thrown a temper tantrum on his teammate like LeBron did with J.R. Smith and then be a coward afterwards and not answer any questions, reasonable questions, put forth by a respected journalist, not me,
what if it was
Mark Schwartz.
What if it was an unrespected journalist?
He's very respected, and LeBron
like
treated
me.
Him poorly. And LeBron should be fine for that. I'm sorry. He should be fine for his outfit. He should be fine for wearing sunglasses and for walking out with his man purse.
And he should be fine for about to lose his sixth finals.
That's right.
He's a joke.
Finally, you got something
51
right.
Points. My God.
You know what you get for 51
for a
points
loss.
And a loss?
A loss.
A participation trophy.
Yeah.
Which is what you should get.
Yeah. And Michael, he just has rings. Six of them. That's one more than he has fingers.
On one hand.
No, it's, he has 10 fingers.
He has 10.
Oh,
but everybody.
Well, you guys are just ridiculous.
Got fisted a couple of times.
Let me say something here, all right? LeBron will have as many final losses as Michael Jordan has finals victories.
Enough said. Hack.
Put
LeBron James, top 10. I have Tim Duncan way ahead of LeBron James. LeChoke. Kobe Bryant. I cover the league the whole time he played. Way better than LeBron James.
They both have 5 titles. LeBron has 3.
Rings talk.
That's right. And Ray Allen helped him win 1. But
yeah.
You knew that.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Ray Allen bailed him out on 1.
Did Shaq help Kobe win rings?
Kobe, he did it by himself, Ken. You watch basketball?
Everybody in Baltimore and beyond know that.
I cover Kobe Bryant, Ken Wyman. What were you doing when he was playing? Talking on the radio like a hack. Like a hack you are.
This guy's sounding smarter
Joke.
And smarter.
Oh, you better be quiet, you imposter.
Why can't you say something straight?
Straight.
I wanted to ask your opinion on another subject.
Oh, what's that?
The Washington Capitals.
Oh, whatever.
They're in the Stanley Cup final, Jerry.
Yeah, cool. They tied the series 1-1. They're going to lose game 4. That's it. Series will be over.
In 4 games?
In 4 games.
But it can't. That's
how big of a choke artist they are. 2 hands wrapped around their neck.
Well, Ovechkin had a goal.
Oh, that was his first goal ever in the finals, Ken.
It's the first time ever in the finals.
Yeah. Exactly. He's
Don't
a joke.
Don't let the facts get in the way.
Joke.
He's making a great point here.
Joke.
Absolute joke.
The Capitals.
What about the save by Holpe? Was he lucky or good?
Oh, lucky. I could have made that save. I'm Jerry Coleman.
He basically
he fell
around,
over. He fell
his
over.
Stick up in the
You've
air.
You've fallen over many times?
Desperation. I mean, not on purpose, but...
on skates.
Maybe after a couple of Bacardi and Cokes, but you know, I don't fall over sober.
Sounds like you've been drinking Tito's vodka this morning.
Tito's? I don't drink Tito's. I'm a Bacardi and Coke guy. You would know if you were Jerry Coleman.
You really sound like a whiny you-know-what.
A whiny you-know-what.
Get look, him a pacifier look, with LeBron.
Look at my radio resume.
Look at it. All the places you've been fired. I mean, seriously. It's an embarrassment.
I don't know who's the imposter.
This is just too much.
Yeah. These are your two favorite subjects, the Caps and LeBron.
And what do they have in common, Ken? They choke in the big finals. Games. They come up small.
They're
unlike
gutless.
Michael. Gutless. Michael Jordan, 6-0 in finals, Ken Wyman, 6-0.
And don't bury the lead. He never walked away from a press conference because the questions were too tough.
Yeah, he doesn't undergo cramps like LeBron. He played with the flu. That was real basketball back in the 90s, the NBA. He went against the Bad Boy Pistons.
And tell him about
and now
the
they're
clutch
playing
gene.
the minor league Eastern Conference.
And tell
LeBron.
Him about the clutch gene,
oh,
too.
Oh, Michael, the clutch. Just he couldn't be more clutch. He wouldn't pass the ball to George Hill with seconds remaining in the game.
Yeah, you ask the Utah Jazz or Georgetown how clutch Michael Jordan is.
But you make it seem like he went to the finals every year, Jerry.
He did.
6-0, but did he only play 6 years in the NBA?
Those are the years that I remember the best. That's all that matters.
Took time off for
Michael
baseball.
Yeah. How many more rings would he even have? He would have had more than Bill Russell.
if he came back for those 2 years?
Yes.
Simple
absolutely.
Math.
Yes.
So if he played those 2 years.
Michael was that great, Ken.
Do the
did
math.
You watch him?
Do the math. Had he played those 2 years, 8 straight finals. Just like LeBron. Difference? The NBA was a lot tougher back then.
Yeah, he isn't playing cream puffs, the Eastern Conference that LeBron was playing
tip-toe
through.
Tiptoe through the tulips.
Yeah, the Pacers, the Raptors, and the Boston Celtics without Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving. Are you kidding me?
Let's play some basketball!
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Final question for you, Jerry Coleman.
We're almost done.
Are you how are you feeling about your Baltimore Orioles these days?
Ugh. What do you want me to say to that, Ken? They're terrible. Terrible. They make the 88 team look great. Awful. Can't pitch. Can't win with them. They're terrible. Need
got
to blow it
a couple
up.
Times.
Couldn't have said it better myself there. I drive Craig Gentry to the airport. And Mike Wright, there's room for you and Chris Tillman, too. Danny Valencia as well.
You guys are Ubering people to the airport?
No, I will pay for the ride and the gasoline.
Oh, I wouldn't pay.
That's the real Jerry Coleman.
I ain't paying.
That's the real
they
Jerry
They make
Coleman.
Enough money. Those millionaires, crybabies.
I think we just found the real Jerry Coleman.
I think we did.
Yeah. The one who wouldn't pay.
I think we need to do this every Friday.
Yes.
It's
cool,
a good
man.
Way to go into the weekend.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Colemans.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, get out of here.
Just be quiet, Ken, for once.
How many games will it take the Warriors to win the final?
4, 3, 2. They might win next Sunday. I mean, the series is over, Ken.
It is.
It's
you
over.
You didn't see the Cavaliers wave that white flag last night?
It's a joke. LeBron James waved the white flag. That's why he passed the ball to George Hill. George Hill.
Sounds like your accountant.
Yeah.
Not a basketball player. Oh, and I assume that the Vegas Golden Knights are winning the Stanley Cup.
Ah. Is that even a question? The Capitals? More like the Chokitals? Or something.
Thank you, Colemans.
This is a terrible question. I mean, yeah, come on, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.